This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're living on the edge. Harry Dent is our guest. HarryDent.com and Alex Jones. Harry, we talked about so much. We've got a few more callers for you here. But in closing, any other angles that you haven't gotten into that you'd like to break down?
Well, again, people have to realize if you get out of the bubble, if you convert overvalued stocks, overvalued real estate, especially stuff that's not strategic to your life or business, into cash or safer investments like Treasury bonds and AAA corporate bonds. These are the things that did well the entire Great Depression while everything else crashed. This is what creates a sale of a lifetime. You can be able to buy anything you want from beachfront property to gold to companies or stocks long term at 10, 20, 30 cents on the dollar. But you can't do it if you lose all your wealth on the way down. So again, that's why I say, look, get on my free newsletter, HarryDent.com. Read this book now. Don't wait for the audio. Get it at Amazon because you're going to have to make some hard decisions probably by mid this year. If I'm right and I want you to be informed, you're not going to do these things unless you're convinced I'm right. And I think most people that really read our books and get our stuff, we're telling the truth about fundamentals and we're not coming up with, oh, this will somehow work out because this and that. Look, I was the most bullish economist in the world in the 80s and 90s. I'm bearish now because, like Ron Paul said, all of these trends, boom, debt, bubbles have gone so far, they have to go the other way. And you can only live off of free money and something for nothing economics for so
long.
But
Trump had to lose. You weren't saying that, but Trump had to lose and he won. There's a lot of interesting things that happen in the world, especially with all the high-tech systems we have, but...
Again, he'd be fine if he warned people more about some of the extremes like Ron Paul just did.
You know, I think he's been doing it. The media doesn't cover it.
Situation better likely. It's just the situation's going to be bad no matter what he does, and he's going to get blamed for it if he promised people we were going to get 4% growth overnight. Not going to happen. Mark my words on that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I tell you, just the exuberance might create just the enthusiasm because so much of this downturn has been a lack of enthusiasm.
For a few months, but not for long. You can't live on exuberance for very long.
I hope you're wrong, but we're here. I respect you. You're a smart guy, and that's why we're covering all the angles. You know, we're not kind of like CNN or whatever, kind of have its agenda, or CNBC. We're here really trying to figure this out, as you know. Let's take one more call for you. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Alex, I have to go with Mr. Dent on this one because I've been reading articles and things about the AIIB, which is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, and how China's been able to corral 57 countries to sign on to this. And from what I've kind of gathered, that maybe their plan is to depeg the petrodollar and have everything based on another currency. And if something like that would happen... Yeah,
that would blow the economy up even faster. Look, for any of the U.S.'s problems, China is undoubtedly a basket case. So,
yeah. And China's economy is much more vulnerable than ours. Everybody thinks they're so strong. They have their debt ratios and their leverage and their overbuilding. They've overbuilt their economy 10 to 15 years ahead. They wouldn't need to build anything for a long time. So if something goes wrong, China, we're still the best house in a bad neighborhood compared to Europe or Japan and including China.
And Trump's smart getting Japan and Russia geopolitically on our side against China. I think Trump's really smart.
Yeah.
By the way, Ron Paul also commended him and said he thinks Trump's doing a great job. But like you said, a day late, a dollar short.
Yep, exactly.
Well, cross your fingers. Hey, I thank you so much, Mike, and I'm not disagreeing with you. Who knows what could happen with China and all these other, quote, countries. We'll see what unfolds. All right, well, Harry Dent, HarryDent.com, the new book. It's got a great name. You're a great author, so I haven't seen my complimentary one yet, but maybe we should sell it at the InfoWars store. Let's have you talk to some of the crew. Have Weldon give you a call. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Coming up, I'm going to ask a question of the man who created the term fake news, exposing the mainstream media. And of course, that's John Rappaport. And I'm going to ask him, what do you think they're doing with such blatant fake news? Is it just trying to distract us from other issues? Because we're exposing them on every front. and they just lose more and more credibility. So what's really going on in psychological warfare? We'll be back. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821. 800-676-0821.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
I gotta tell you, it's surreal to see a 70-year-old man who moves better than I do at 43, because I've been in a few brush-ups, as they call them, a few scraps, going onto the helicopter, basically jogging onto the helicopter with his blonde hair flapping around in all directions, like some type of golden eagle. You know, they make the joke in Foxcatcher, he goes, you can call me Golden Eagle, Eagle or Coach. But there he is with that wild hair strutting around, going all different directions to promote freedom, absolutely freaking out the globalists. And CJ was saying they're going to kill him. I know this. He's been in bankruptcy, in and out of it repeatedly, and come back from nothing. He is the exact type of guy that could turn this around. But you heard Dent earlier, and you heard Ron Paul yesterday. He has got it cut out for him. He's doing all the right things to try to really make sure your retirement's still there, to really make sure you get a good job, to make sure the border's safe and secure, to make sure that we open up visas for good skilled workers, but actually build factories here for Americans to work in with those workers. And turbocharge thing, and don't just bring drug addicts and criminals in. But the globalists are hitting him with everything they've got. And they are putting out fake news at levels I have never before seen. I mean, it is over-the-top bizarre how crazy they are. And I have a theory. Well, the crew has it, and so do I. And I really think that's what's happening. They're arrogant. MSM can't admit they have almost no audience, and they're discredited that they're fake news. They can't believe they lost. They were planning to shut down the new media, their competition, as soon as Hillary got in. And so even after it's proven that he had one of the biggest crowds, if not the biggest ever, or they didn't throw the bust out of Martin Luther King, they keep saying it to get us to go attack and be discredited while we debate them instead of going, hey, look, Chrysler, Ford's coming back. Hey, look, we're about to cut the tax. Hey, he just pulled out of the TPP. Hey, he's promising to build the wall and delivering. Hey, he's coming out against vaccines like he said he would. I think that they're really just using fog of war, smokescreen tactics, as Rob Dew calls them, because even after it's exposed, they lie about the crowd size or lie about what he said. They come back with it, and CNN goes, no, these are real photos of what happened during the inauguration. And technically, it is the inauguration day at 8:22 in the morning from the Washington Monument, showing only a small crowd because the gates had just opened minutes before. So technically, that's true. Yeah, but see, they're playing lawyer games. But it's not the inauguration when he was up there or when it got full. See, they're playing very serious manipulation games. And Don Lemon, who ran these videos, is saying Trump's a liar. So that's my question to the man who has the website, nomorefakenews.com, 15 years ago, John Rappaport, who co-hosts every other week. Always love to have him. I'm not going to hold him up too much before he covers the news here. But if you go to drudgereport.com, he's linked to one of our latest articles where the entire world, put it up behind me if you want, is turning against Soros. I mean, they're talking hundreds of thousands, millions marching in streets in Europe, Eastern Europe, the Stop Soros movement. The world gets who's behind this, who's bringing in the Islamics, who's dividing things. The documents got leaked magically about him betting against Europe and America. All this stuff is starting to come out. It's a very, very exciting time. So a couple questions there for Mr. Rappaport, and then I'm out of here. I got a lot to get done. Nightly news coming up tonight, but I will be walking around with my headset on when I'm not talking to crew, listening on the free apps we've got at Infowars.com/show. But so why do you think they've gone from lying most of the time to insanely lying? Is it meant to break our will, make us feel insane? Is it gaslighting? Or is it just to distract us with issues that don't matter because they're so scared that his Gallup poll numbers are exploding from 41% to 59% as people realize he's delivering? No more fake news expert, John Rappaport.
Hi, Alex. I think now what's happening is they do not want the public to know exactly what Trump is doing. He did this, he did that. You enumerated some of these things a few minutes ago. This, that, the other thing. They do not want the public to see, wow, he did this, he did that, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's bringing this back, jobs, so forth. They want to completely obscure all of that under this huge avalanche of bull bleep about, you know, the crowds at the inauguration and the Martin Luther King bust and all of this. It's fog of war. It's distraction. It's diversion. Look over here. Don't look there. They do not want to document what's happening since day one of his administration. So it's getting even crazier, and it's going to get much crazier. I mean, they'll say or do anything. But I also think, and this may be, sounds pretty far out, that not only are these media organizations infiltrated by the CIA, as we know long ago, Operation Mockingbird, but some of these media operations, the reporters, the editors, they have files. They are blackmailable. They are controlled. They are prisoners of what they must do and say.
Well, I'm going to get out of here, but what you're saying has actually come out and has been true, the blackmailing, the paying. But now there are so many Liberty Movement people in government who've actually woken up through decompartmentalization that there's a civil war even inside the intelligence agencies, And that's why the globalists are so handicapped right now. Go ahead and take over, my friend. Great job.
Okay, thanks, Alex. All right, so here we go in the fourth hour. Lots of interesting things happened. I love the mass resignations at the State Department. I mean, what is it? 15, 20, 30 people, whatever it is, have just suddenly decided that they have to resign because they can't operate in this new administration. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And, the entire senior management team quits. Well, the truth is, not enough. Not even close. We need more mass resignations at the State Department. Please, bring it on. Bring it on. Because these people are taking up space that is useless. Their so-called expertise, you see, this, oh, they have such expertise, so therefore we can't carry on business of the State Department without them, is a total crock. Their expertise is involved in these highly complicated, endless amounts of blabbing and conferences and negotiations and piddling little meetings and so forth with their opposites in other countries who are as much freeloaders as the people at the State Department are. Let's go back to the beginning. George Washington. Remember him? Farewell address to the nation when he was leaving the presidency in public life. To sum it up, no entangling foreign alliances. The affairs of other countries in Europe, anywhere else in the world, as a matter of fact, are simply not our business. We're not to be politically involved with them because going down that road is destruction, as we have seen history writing it. That's what Washington said. And he's right. He was correct. He still is correct. So the entire State Department is nothing but entangling alliances. That's what they are. They should have, their real office should be at the United Nations, and then they should have another office at the Council on Foreign Relations, and they should have their main headquarters at the Trilateral, Rockefeller Trilateral Commission, because that's what they are. Globalist Central. That's the State Department. It always has been the State Department. For a while, it was Communism Central, Socialism Central, but that sort of morphed into Globalism Central. That's what they are. Let them all resign, please, as quickly as possible. Let them all go away. And you will find in the corridors of those buildings some of the most decadent, foul, stench-ridden evidence, documents, clues to what these people have been doing for a very, very, very long time, since at least 1945 and before. This is one of the most corrupt agencies in the world, and it was no accident that Hillary Clinton and then John Kerry headed it up. So there you are on that. Not enough resignations. Trump is now saying that he's going to remove federal funding from sanctuary cities. Another blockbuster development that never would have happened under any other president. The gist of it is very simple. The law states that there are legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. When a city or a town decides on their own that they are going to accept illegal immigrants, some of whom are going to be drug addicts and criminals, some of whom are going to be here because why? Because they can get freebies. Because they can go to sanctuary cities. It has nothing to do with a refugee crisis. It has to do with the attraction of the good life relative to what they have now. This was never the case in the early immigration of to the United States. This was get off the boat, you're on your own. Sure, you see the poem and so forth on the Statue of Liberty, but it said nothing about, and we will make the United States into a gigantic welfare state for anybody that wants to come here, and we will therefore make it much more difficult for Americans who already live here to survive. There's nothing about that. No, absolutely not. So good. Now the sanctuary cities, of course, are going to try to strike back. So we're in that battle. It's a good battle to have. I'm here in the fourth hour. John Rappaport will be back after the break. Stay with us on InfoWars.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
John Rappaport back here in the fourth hour, InfoWars. Before I get into RFK Jr. here, I just want to let all of you know an emergency shipment of DNA Force is back at InfoWarsLife.com. Had been sold out. It is now back, but limited quantities. So get over there to InfoWarsLife.com. because it could be months before a larger shipment of DNA Force arrives. Patented ingredients, BioPQQ systemic enzymes, 175 clinical studies on BioPQQ. That's what's backing this up. Very expensive to produce. An emergency shipment has arrived of DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Go there, make your body great again, and support InfoWars. Okay. RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he is purported, let's see the green light here from President Trump, to be the guy who is going to investigate on behalf of the federal government executive branch vaccine safety. Now, I never thought in my lifetime that I would ever say those words. And if you've been paying attention, neither should you, because this is unprecedented. The President of the United States meets with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at Trump Tower. Kennedy comes out and says, okay, I'm going to do an investigation on behalf of the administration into vaccine safety. I'm going to take on the CDC because I know all about the CDC. And RFK does know, Jr. does know, everything he needs to know right now. Right now. You can imagine what he might uncover with subpoena power, perhaps. He knows right now that there is an incredible conflict of interest at the CDC, that it's structural, that it's existed forever, and it boils down to this. The CDC is a profit-making company. They buy and sell gigantic amounts of vaccines. 50% of the vaccines in America for children come from the CDC. But at the same time, they are the agency required to do so-called scientific studies assessing the safety and efficacy of vaccines. That's called a conflict of interest, my friends. And RFK Jr. can document the men and women who sit on those committees at the CDC and make assessments about what vaccines your children must have, what new vaccines are coming on to the market, the safety of these vaccines, while they take money, significant money, from pharmaceutical companies. And this has never been challenged at the CDC. The CDC is a rogue federal agency and a profit-making company at the same time. And they deserve to be completely plowed under legally after an investigation and completely reformulated from the ground up. RFK Jr. can do that if he is given the leeway. He knows enough right now. He knows enough right now. This would be staggering. And I speak as somebody that's been working as a reporter for 34 years now and has been investigating vaccines for the last 28, 30 years. To have this happen would be staggering on many fronts, not only medical. It would alert the public yet again on a higher level that they have been bamboozled and committed crimes against them by institutions of government for a long, long, long time, and that major media science is fake science right down to the ground. That's what this investigation would do. So in any way that we can support this happening under the executive branch and Trump's guidance with RFK Jr. in the lead, it's absolutely necessary that we strike back with the truth at major media who are already gathering their forces to declaim this as some horrible thing that's going to kill all of our children and all of the fake news and horrific lies they tell. We'll be back after the break here on InfoWars.
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fortunę tanko, fortunę racji, laki pusto celis. Fortunę amici, fortunę racji, sutra i preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex at InfoWars. We're talking about developments. I was talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and an investigation of vaccines. If this moves forward, this will revolutionize the country. I guarantee it. If it moves forward without hindrance, vaccine safety as a myth will be exposed completely. Guarantee it. This will happen. People will understand how they have been lied to, criminally lied to by the CDC and other public health agencies, how these vaccines get onto the market, the toxic ingredients that they contain. Talking about not just mercury either. The profit-making venture at the CDC that operates both as a corporation and as a public health agency in the executive branch of the federal government. All of this will come out, and the major media will go completely insane. Completely insane. guaranteed. So we hope that this is in the cards and that it's going to happen. Now, why are the major media going so crazy right now? I mean, we had the business of the of ABC airing a promo about a fiction series, a show, where a president was shot during a break in the Trump interview. Wow. We've had reporters sitting around, major reporters sitting around, joking about assassinating Trump, shooting Trump, murdering Trump. Just imagine, well, can you even imagine if Hillary Clinton had won and the shoe was on the other foot? Reporters on television, mainstream reporters sitting around joking about killing Hillary. How do you think this would have flown? But not a problem here. Do you see the New York Times, the Washington Post, any of the major networks anywhere in the world taking these stories, and there are several, handful at least, where you've got mainstream reporters joking about murdering Trump and making that into a page one story and pounding on it day after day as an example of how far the left has gone and is willing to go in their efforts to, you can't even call it delegitimized, because they're talking about assassination. That's what they are talking about in, you know, frivolous terms. And, you know, just, and by frivolous, I mean casual, like, yeah, what would happen if, you know, somebody just shot the president? Are you serious? This is how far major media are going. Because not only is their own survival at stake, and they know they're losing to independent media, losing by miles now to independent media, but the entire globalist agenda is cracking and falling apart. And what is that agenda? What are we talking about? We are talking about the replacement of sovereign nations with a new economic and political order that is international, a global management system for the entire planet. That agenda is being exposed over and over again, as it has been for some time, tremendously accelerated by Trump. And here it is. This must not happen, but it is happening. The entire mandate of major media was to keep this under wraps and never expose it, never let it see the light of day, that this takeover, in this case of America and other countries, has been proceeding apace for a very long time. You can go back as far as you want to go in our history. You can go back to 1913. You can go back to 1945. These are key years. But it's been kept a secret, and now the secret is blown completely. The covert op is blown. And major media are going insane because it's their mandate to cover this up. That's what's happening. And when people go insane, there is no predicting what they will do or say. They will say anything to try to escape from what they consider to be living death for themselves. For themselves. That's what will happen. Let me just remind you about the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. It isn't only making America great again. It's the people, the individuals, the health. This is what's happening at InfoWars. And it all goes along with what I've been talking about the takedown of globalism and the reassertion of the individual again. So there are many products that are involved here in this initiative at InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce, 30% off. SuperMale Vitality, 30% off. Secret 12, 20% off. Liver Shield, 20% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Knockout, 20% off. Prostaguard, 20% off. all of these products and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. Taking back your health, making your body great. Again, the 2017 InfoWars initiative, and helping InfoWars to continue its work in this winning a battle that we are in against globalism and for freedom. Another reason that the major media have gone so crazy is because they cannot permit a discussion of what it means to be talking about America. America as a nation. Not as an independent, it takes a village, cheese glob collectivist world, which has been the incessant rattle of the media in one way or another and politicians for as long back as we can remember. No, not that. Just talking about America as a distinct, independent, existing nation with a history, with a tradition that goes back to the formation of a republic, what that means, what the documents mean, and so forth. That discussion must never take place as far as major media are concerned, and people must never again become aware that America is its own nation. They hoped that day was long past. It would never return. But guess what? It's back. It's back again. It's happening. It's coming to the fore. This is a shock to the system. I mean, an incredible shock to the system. Look how far ABC, again, has gone. This is the footage, pronouncement from the Pope of News, I guess you could say, the papacy of news, saying that the Trump interview that just took place, first major media sit down with, a network, suddenly ABC owns all of this and has placed restrictions on how you can show little clips and so forth. But the big restriction is after February 1st, it's gone forever. Nobody else can air it. What? The President of the United States makes statements, policy statements, and this is all going to disappear down the rat hole of ABC on February 1st. Are they serious about this? Do they really think this is going to happen? Do they really think they can control this? And as Alex has said, why do they want to control it? Because they don't want other people being able to go back and say, look at what he said back here. Look at what Trump said and look at what he did. Gee, he said this and he did it. He said that and he did it. He said this and he did it. They want to be able to. It's 1984. It was here and then it wasn't here. That's what media in 1984, Orwell's novel, is all about. The media says this, and then it's gone. The media says that, it's gone. Today, the media say this, and it's gone. So they want to just completely destroy all that footage. We own it, they say. Now, if Trump had known that, I think the chances are about 90% against that he would have ever been interviewed by ABC. So now they've exposed themselves in a completely absurd way. It's like watching people, you've seen people that have gone nuts. Well, that's what we're watching here with major media. That's what we're seeing. That's why 15 years ago I started the website under the name No More Fake News. Because it had already occurred to me in more than one way that major media were completely fake. Three areas, I would say, turned the tide for me before I started the website. The Oklahoma City bombing, 1995, the truth that emerged about that, the book I wrote about it, and the terrific researcher, Patrick Briley, that I worked with as a source for a long time during the writing of the book. Vaccine research, That was part of my first book, AIDS, Inc., 1988. Immune system destruction through vaccines. And the third thing, without going into long song and dance, was U.S. government mind control experiments on children. And the testimony of Valerie Wolf, a psychologist, before a federal commission in 1995 on radiation experiments, in which she and two of her patients said yes, or two of the patients said yes, as children we received radiation doses, but this was part of a much wider ranging mind control program that we were enlisted in as children. The feds never expected that to come out in live testimony, but it did. So those are just three of the areas that convinced me by the time that I started my website in 2001 that No More Fake News was a good name, because the major media, of course, weren't covering any of these areas that I just mentioned. Not only weren't they covering them, they were obviously censoring them. If major media omit a story and they don't cover it, this is not an accident. They decide, this is not good. We don't want this. And from many of my conversations off the record with reporters all over the years, this is what they've told me. We know, they say, what the boundaries are. We understand what we can do and what we can't do. There is no discussion about this except in extreme rare cases. Otherwise, it's business as usual. It's a machine. For example, vaccine articles in which there is some criticism implied of the safety of vaccines, or the criticism of the CDC or a pharmaceutical company, that'll get you fired or blacklisted. No question about it. But everybody knows that. So the editor doesn't have to say anything. The publisher doesn't have to say anything. The reporters don't say anything. It's all now understood. This is the game. Do you want to play? You've spent your career climbing over other people, trying to make a living, trying to make a name for yourself, maybe getting a little plastic surgery along the way, whatever it takes. You're a hustler. We know that. Now, you're going to destroy all that by crossing one of these lines and deciding that you want to take a chance, you want to be honorable, you want to expose the truth to the American people as you thought you wanted to do when you were 16 and you decided you wanted to be a reporter. Of course not. We understand that. That's not going to happen. This is the game, folks. This is the way it works. On the ground, every day, in the television networks, in the print media, this is the way it happens. And so some of these people brainwash themselves into believing all the lies that they promulgate to the public. And some of the others know they're lying, but for the sake of their careers and selling their souls and so forth, they just do it anyway. That's the way the game works. That's the way it operates. That's what we are destroying day by day, broadcast by broadcast, article by article, independent news and media. So we've just flashed a piece up here from my blog, Reporters Tell Me the Truth Off the Record, the Fake News Business. You should read it because these comments are incredible. What some of these guys have told me off the record over the years, like most people in the major media news business are CIA assets. Many of them don't know it. Some of them do. It's simple. You see? Here's a quote from myself that I'm now reading off the screen. I'm glad they put it up there. One night I had a little heart-to-heart with my editor. I told him it would be a lot easier if I just had a desk at the CIA in Langley. He agreed. He said we could move the whole paper there, but then the spooks would realize they didn't need us at all. They could put out the paper themselves. That's right. They could put out the paper themselves. They could very well do that without having to have you know, a building in New York. They could just do it all at Langley. Absolutely. It's that controlled. But the people inside it don't need to be controlled anymore. They're playing along. And their job is to convince the public that they're not playing along, that they're determined and idealistic and in some cases absolutely revolted at what's happening and they have to expose it and all of this. This is their act, to be able to put on that act and convince the American people of it. But frankly, between you and me, and if you haven't noticed it by now, you need to go back and look at some mainstream news. The act is so shoddy, so bad, so preposterous, because they've now got, you know, on a team, the second stringers, the bench, that's what's in there, not the first players. We'll be back after the break.
Become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
John Rappaport back in our last segment here in the fourth hour for Alex on InfoWars. Just want to say a couple more things about what Trump is doing here. The State Department, mass resignations, and cutting funding to the UN. Oh, baby. The United Nations. Now, I can remember going back, let's say 1964, somewhere in there, Anybody who suggested that cutting funding to the UN or withdrawing from the UN, there's also a little bit of talk about that now, would be considered a complete paranoid wacko, okay, that was out to destroy mankind and mankind's only hope for survival, the UN. Now, it's happening, cutting funding to the UN. Because, of course, the government of the United States is the main financial backer of the UN and is sitting there on territory in New York City that was donated by Rockefeller, arch globalist family, and that was the purpose from the beginning. And all of a sudden, it's happening. The media doesn't want to talk about it. The media would like to forget that this is even on the table, much less actually happening. But it is happening. Unprecedented. Unprecedented. I mean, your adrenaline should flow when you hear this. Why? Because the UN, under all of this weighty rhetoric about the Earth Charter and one human family and all of the kinds of, you know, Hillary Clinton borrows from their speeches and they borrow from hers. It's all the same jive rhetoric. The cheese glob collective, as I like to call it. All will be wonderful. And what we mean by wonderful is the UN will promote the globalist management system of the world and eventually will eliminate sovereign nations. And there will only be regions, and the regions will be collected under this one blanket of sustainable future, which means all in poverty. But it'll be wonderful. Don't worry about it. Just keep your eyes straight ahead and keep moving. Another cesspool, I mean endless cesspool, the UN, to go along with the endless cesspool at the State Department. As if international negotiations, which seem to be, you know, the substance of what the State Department and the UN do, this can only be carried out in extraordinarily complex ways by people who take decades and years to hammer out these agreements and so on and so forth. Oh, way beyond the power of any of us to understand what's actually happening. Oh, forget it. Turns out this is just more jive. Just as you and I could sit down and hammer out some sort of a business agreement in an hour or two, nations can talk to each other and hammer out agreements without needing the State Department or the UN or anything. It's completely bogus. It always was bogus. It was never about peace in our time. It had nothing to do with that. And the power players knew it. Big things are happening, folks. Thanks for being here. See you in a couple of weeks. John Rappaport on InfoWars. Stay good.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.